Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And we are celebrating some birthdays. Let's start out with Clive Davis. Who has he worked with? I'll let some famous people tell you.
Janis Joplin,
Paul Simon, Miles Davis,
Bruce Springsteen,
Aretha,
The Grateful Dead,
Carlos Santana,
Tony Braxton, TLC, Usher,
Lou Reed,
Billy Joel,
Maroon 5,
Whitney Houston,
Alicia Keys.
Not too bad. He turns 88 today. Turning 75 is Craig T. Nelson.
I can't believe you put Viagra in my beer.
Well, it was an innocent mistake.
Oh, innocent. How is it innocent? You poisoned me.
From the oilfields of West Texas. That's one of the Gatlin brothers, Steve. He turns 68 today.
The Gatlin boys have made it in Nashville record time.
From Orange is the New Black, Constance Schulman is 61. Did you know she used to sell mayonnaise?
Thank you, darling. This year for the high school reunion, my old home ec teacher, Mrs. Garfunkel, asked me to make the coleslaw. So go easy on the mayo. She's watching her waistline. Mrs. G, I say, welcome to Kraft Life. It's got half the calories and it's cholesterol free.
Phil Morris is celebrating number 60 today.
Yeah, I knew. Everything they told me. For years, about my father, the mission, all lies. And how do you think that made me feel?
So Constance Schulman celebrated from Orange is the New Black. How about Lorraine Toussaint from the same program? She's 59.
I know money's been tough for you and Steph.
Mom, we're fine.
I know you're fine, but with two more mouths to feed, this is a lot to spend on a birthday party.
Robert Downey Jr. celebrates his 54th today.
Bumper stickers? Anybody got one on their car, truck, RV? Show of hands. And what do they read? Exact words, please.
It just spells out tolerance with religious symbols.
From the Facts of Life, remember Nancy McKeon? She's 53.
Joe, trust me, I can hold my own in law school.
This is her.
Can I?
Well, considering the fact you'll be up against some of the brightest students in the country, I think you'll do fine.
Yeah, the second voice was her. And James Rodet has a birthday today. It's the big 4-3.
You didn't think I was picking on you.
Not at all. You chose me over everyone else.
Well, that's an optimistic way of looking at it.
I want you to know I'm usually better in emergencies. In prep school, this kid fell out a window, and I'm the one who called 911.
Hey, there. See, he should be a doctor. So there you go. Happy birthday to those folks, and a special happy birthday to Angie Donjon. Her family says, we love you much. So happy birthday, Angie. Make it a great, great day here on this Saturday, It's already April, folks. April 4th. So happy birthday to all of you celebrating today. On this date in 1964, that song was number one on Billboard's Hot 100. The Beatles also had Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Please Please Me. The top five positions on the Billboard Hot 100. Holy cow, I guess they were pretty good. On April 4th, 1960, Ben-Hur won the Best Picture and Best Director at the Academy Awards. Charlton Heston was named the Best Actor. The Hollies auditioned for EMI Records at Abbey Road Studios in 1963 on this date. In 1977, The Clash's first album, The Clash, was released in Britain. But you know what? It wasn't released in the U.S. for 2 years because some of the song's content was judged to be too violent for American ears. That was a long time ago. And in the year 2000, Diana Ross announced a Supremes reunion tour, even though the other two Supremes never performed with her. The tour was canceled. Poor ticket sales. There you go. Today in entertainment history.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.